I'm not real thrilled with where the race is going at this moment. I've been a big admirer of Senator Clinton's since I first met her in 1991. But the direction that she's followed in the last week or two, the knee-jerk gas tax response, the threats against Iran, those are straight out of the Republican playbook. That's not what the Democratic Party needs right now. And I wish she'd go back to being the Hillary that I so admire, and not the one who feels that the means justifies the ends.
So she's not true to herself anymore?
The last week, I think, has not been true to the best of what I know her to be capable of.
So what do you think in terms of her candidacy affecting future, you know, candidacy of women?
Oh, there's no question that she's broken through a major glass ceiling. Almost overnight, all of that stuff about women not having the fortitude to handle the job, particularly the job in times of war or incredible stress, has been completely obliterated. I think that she set some other woman up to do really well, which is what she's done her whole life. She set some other woman up to have an authentic life as first lady in the future. She has now done it for the presidency. It just doesn't look like she personally benefits as much as she might wish from the setup.
I mean, the race is not completely over, but although, like, no signs.
Well, you know, math was never my best subject in school, but as far as I can tell, the race is over.
Well, still, like, you know, when we would look ahead, what do you think a female president would do different than a man?
There are studies, actually, that show that women politicians operate differently than male politicians do, that they tend to make politics a more open process, and they tend to involve people who haven't been involved in the process before. But by that definition, Barack Obama ought to be a woman. And in fact, there is the argument that in some ways he's out-femaled Hillary. In her attempts to look tough, she ceded the field to him of looking sensitive and feeling your pain. But I don't necessarily think a woman would bring anything different to the table. I will just say this. We have to open the doors to women because we sure need the talent.
So do you think, like, you know, Obama would be capable of dealing with all the inequalities which are still in place for women in this country in the same way that Clinton would do that?
I think Barack Obama needs to get his game face on a little bit better in terms of women's rights. I haven't gotten the sense during this campaign that that's his strongest suit. And if he does become the Democratic nominee, given the bedrock of support from women of a certain age for Senator Clinton, he's going to have to step up on that. On the other hand, I've never seen any evidence that John McCain is interested in parity for women in any way, shape, or form, so he'll have the field all to himself.
What became a little bit clear as well is that, like, you know, some of the Obama supporters and Clinton supporters were saying, we're not going to vote for the other candidate if, you know, Clinton drops out or Obama drops out. Do you think it's going to change till November if he becomes the candidate?
Yeah, I absolutely think it'll change. I mean, all of this hypothesizing is based on the notion that there will be no general election campaign. That is not the way it's going to work. And so anyone saying now, well, this is the way I feel about Obama, or this is the way I feel about McCain, we'll have months of, I hope, public debate, public speeches, campaigning, at the end of which we'll be able to judge the two head-to-head. And I think given the choices between those two candidates, I'm very hard-pressed to understand how anyone could support either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton and then go on to vote for John McCain.